The tenure of the former dean of the USC Keck School of Medicine is under close scrutiny today after an LA Times investigation found that he led a not-so-open life of drug use, partying, and hanging out with some unseemly, even criminal, characters. 66-year-old Carmen Pugliafito was renowned, the report says, for his ability to attract talent and money, and the blowback on that story is only beginning. But the investigation itself into this sordid world is what we're going to talk about today on LA Observed, and Kevin Rodrick is here with me right now to explain. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
This story has five bylines, five reporters working toward this bombshell story that appeared in today's paper. Is that unprecedented?
No, it's not unprecedented to have five bylines on a story. It's unusual, and it actually reflects that the team working on the story is much deeper than that, editors, artists, photographers, and such. But I think it does reflect that the LA Times still has the ability to go deep on stories when they, you know, when the kind of story falls in their lap like this one did. This one was based on a tip, or apparently maybe a couple of tips, that proved to be really, really good tips. And what they got was the kind of story that a lot of people around town are talking about today.
You have to wonder how long that this was supposedly, allegedly going on, that these tips didn't come in sooner. But that's, of course, hindsight is 20/20. But that's, of course, what would you say to that? The fact that tips didn't come, but that...
Well, you know, the
Wait. But that of course, speaks to maybe loyalty or something else that's going on there. The parent organization, Kevin, of the Times, Tronc, this is Tribune Online Content, has been under fire for so long for its massive cuts of a one-time powerhouse, right, newspaper. Does this, do you think, prove the critics wrong?
Well, I think what's happened at the LA Times is it is a much smaller staff than it used to be, a less deep staff with less veteran talent. But as people have left, they have been able to fill in with new reporters, younger reporters, in many cases, really bright, really good journalists. And also the Times has, you know, as it has gotten smaller, like a lot of papers, it has refocused its resources towards a number of things. And one of the things they have focused on is local investigative reporting. And this is the kind of story that I think shows the value of that.
Now, in the story, the Times goes to great lengths to explain how it got this information, exactly the sort of timeline and how they acquired it. Why did they feel so compelled to do that, do you think?
Well, it was interesting because they really kind of would build up to a new revelation and then tell you how that came about.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really smart thing to do these days when there's a lot of skepticism about the media, about media credibility, about where stories come from. You have the president alleging that media are making up stories, which isn't happening. But a lot of people do believe that there's questions about how they get their stories. So I think it's a really smart thing to do, to as much as possible be transparent and lay out how these kind of stories get reported and how, you know, how reporters go about pinning down that it's true. I thought this story was impeccably told and also impeccably sourced. They had the people talking about things, even though there are some, you know, sources who are remain confidential in the story. I don't think anybody comes out of this not believing that they've got the goods.
The Times has quite a few partnerships with USC. And I know there's that thick supposed editorial firewall, right, in place. How awkward is that going forward, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't have inside information about any conversations that may have gone on around this one. But I do suspect that there was some awkwardness because, you know, recently Tronc made the editor of the LA Times, Devon Maharaj, also the publisher, which means he runs the business side. He runs the partnerships with USC around the Times Book Festival and other things that they cooperate on. So, you know, it's very possible that someone had to have a very awkward conversation with the president of USC, Max Nikias, you know, or maybe not. Maybe there was a firm firewall in place, but I think it's the kind of thing that does make those kinds of partnerships that more and more newsrooms are having with people makes them awkward.
Kevin Rodrick with today's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.